Hi guys, how are you? Today I'm gonna record my voice, but it's a little bit different. I'm gonna to record two voices because first voices without any energy, and second voices with a lot of energy and a lot of engagement that Tony Robbins said in his speech. So here we go. This is the first recording that I'm talking about it without any energy, loose. If you're gonna change your business, you have to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes a difference in people? What makes a difference in an organization? I would submit to you, it isn't getting a head start. You can find individuals who you give everything to. You can love on them, get them a great education, they get a great economic background, and they spend the rest of their life going in out of their head. Who has seen this before and knows what I'm talking about? Say I. On the other hand, you'll see people that life's kicked in the face. Somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it. And they become on the uprise of the world. So, it's certainly not. Advantage does not come because you were given something. And by the way, in business, advantage does not come because you have the most resources. Companies with the most resources don't win. The most resourceful companies might win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged, and it's statistically proven. You look around and you say, who had the lead? Well, before YouTube, there was a Vimeo. They had a VR job, pretty much the same technology, just didn't engage as many people. Before Google, there was. What happened in Yahoo? If you are out there, what the hell happened to you people? Before Facebook, there was. What happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor, being able to be fully engaged. By the way, in your intimate relationships, how important is engagement? Some guy is going, very important, I want to put it off as long as I can. No, I don't mean that. Full engagement in that area is gonna determine the level of fulfillment you have or don't have in a relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with them, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So a part of what I'd like to experiment with you, here's a kind of discover what creates engagement for real with you. What creates disengagement? These are huge factors, because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of results, your level of leadership, your level of joy will change very radically. Who's with me that engagement is not just a term, but something that can make a difference in your body? Let me see a show of hands. Now I'm asking for you, for your hands raised for some engagement, because here's what the research shows. If you listen to my passively as I'm talking here, guess what? Within a month, if you just listen and sit this passively, which most of you doing, there's nothing wrong with that. That's probably what you have been doing your whole life. It's what you have been taught to do. You'll remember about 10% of what I say 2 months from now, which basically means which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted mine, 10%. How many came here because you wanted to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger or better? Say I. If that is true, then if you do take notes, which I don't see anyone barely doing, oh, thank you very much. A few of you, I stand corrected. Nudge the people on either side. What's wrong with you, bitch? Come on, where is the notes, right? Because I don't know anybody who's got that great memory. And my entire life, I've kept journals because. Excuse me, because here's what I learned early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again, the physical act of writing it down drives the groove deeper. Repetition is the mother of skill. You look at anyone who's masterful. Why are they masterful? Why can LeBron James do what he can do? Because he's done it a few million times, right? Yeah, Kobe will go out and make 300 shots before he will leave that floor every day. 300 shots. That same freaking activity. Most people in a tech world say, oh yeah, I know that things. If you're not doing it, you don't know shit. You understand and understanding, and $3 will almost get you a Starbucks. If you're gonna master something, you need to get the repetition where you get in your body and you bring emotion to it. And enough emotion and enough repetition, it gets in your body and now it becomes physically mass where you don't think about it and you just do it. Mastery is tying your shoes. Most of you can do this. Chew on some gum and send the text simultaneously. And not some people. Some people need their tongue on out of while they're doing it. But you got the idea. If you do something enough, and you're confident enough, you're sentient enough, that's in your body, that's mastery. So I'd like to see if we couldn't to get a different level mastery in this. And what I'm gonna ask you to do, by the way, if you listen to it, if you listen and take notes, just write those notes down and or type them in whatever you do. Research shows that you'll return about 40-50% of what's being said. For the future, I highly encourage you to do that. Now might be a good time. Then the third most powerful one is if you physically engage your body. If they ask you a question, yell back the answer, or in a few minutes, I'm gonna ask you to actively engage with each other. Do some crazy things that you wouldn't normally do. What does it bring some engagement? 80-90% retention, because now it's not just a thought or right, it's feeling in your body as well. And if you do that, you're gonna retain it. Who is up for doing more and holding into more? Say I. Then to do that, I'm gonna ask you a couple things. One is if I ask you a question, please yell off the answer. You're already doing that. You're being very kind, but you don't be kind anymore. Do it with more passion and intensity, because I'm not gonna ask you questions you don't know the answer to, because I want to feel I want you to feel good about yourself. But if you yell out the answer, you'll active your body's nervous system. Make sense? That the more you activate the more your energy you'll have. We live in passive society, and if we're gonna engage, by the way, the companies that engage, the companies that have records of 24, the top 25% in country, highest level engagement of employees are companies like Google, companies like Salesforce, companies like Apple, companies like Facebook, etc. And by the way, guess what? All the research shows 22% more profitability. Almost one for one for every percentage of increased engagement. You almost get the increasement of profitability. But I would argue you get that in your personal life as well. The more engaged you are, the more other person will become engaged. You want to get someone engaged. You get engaged. Think about it. Everyone who's here is a leader. What's our job to do as a leader? Our job is maximize resources. How do we take whatever resource and get more out of it? Ourselves, our other people, other economic, our economics, our business, our technology, That's the job of a leader, but you can't maximize resources if you don't have a full engagement. So I'd like to see you if we couldn't increase that. One simple way of doing that, increasing that engagement is to start with us. Because by the way, are you gonna engage other people if you're not engaged? Yes or no? Yes or no? Are you gonna be able to touch people if you're not touched? Yes or no? Are you gonna move other people if you're not moved? Yes or no? So by the way, here's the problem. How many of wake up? You have certain days you wake up and you think to yourself, today I don't want to talk to any people. Who in this room has days like where you don't want to talk to anybody? Say I. Come on, say it with some energy. But as a professional, you gotta do that most times. And if you fake it, do people feel it? Yes. So I want to show you some ways to change it. By the way, here's the reward of engagement. If you can become a person and engage others, you will now become an extraordinary leader, not a mediocre or good one.